Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts.
You simply won't believe how much this book can change your life.
Hello, my name is Elder Green.
The Wharton Center for Performing Arts announced its 2013-14 season last night. WKAR's Peter Wharf chats with Wharton Center Executive Director Mike Brand about some of this season's highlights, including the smash Broadway hit, The Book of Mormon.
Well, we could start with The Book of Mormon, since that's one of the biggest hit Broadway shows of this decade. And that's going to be on our Broadway season next season, the MSU Federal Credit Union season. And it's actually going to be at the end of the season in June 2014.
Is it common to see shows that are so successful and of such notoriety hit the road so early on?
Well, I think over the last few years, producers of hit shows like Wicked, Lion King, and now The Book of Mormon are pretty much experienced in how to produce and cross the North American continent. So Book of Mormon, all during its first big hit year in New York, its first season, looked at a strategy that was very conservative, not with real big eyes, but with a view of maximizing ticket sales by doing shorter runs in every city. So they put together a production which is now running in New York for a number of years at a complete sellout, of course. And there's a sit-down production in Chicago, and we're part of the first national touring company, which will be here. It's opened up this in the middle of this year and is doing some of the bigger cities. And we're in the route here in the first year that is touring cities, you know, maybe two, possibly three cities each month.
Mamma Mia is a fun and popular show that comes to the Broadway series. Talk about that and a couple of the others that are coming to your Broadway series in 13-14.
Well, Mamma Mia comes back to most major performing arts centers every 4 or 5 years, and so this is our interval to bring that back. Beauty and the Beast was also a huge hit here in East Lansing. It was part of the first national touring company, I believe, in the late 1990s, and it's the first time it's coming back since then. So we are very excited to see that great Disney production back here.
Can we get into some of the classical headlines? I was thrilled as a string player to see that Yo-Yo Ma will be returning to the Wharton Center.
Right. He's one of these artists that doesn't really do a lot of solo touring. He does do appearances with major orchestras around the world. And his Silk Road project is it tours a little bit, I think, every year, every other year. But we were lucky enough to get on his agenda for his solo recital tour. And so he'll be on the season next year, as well as two orchestras that don't do a lot of U.S. national touring. The St. Petersburg Philharmonic does New York appearances in Los Angeles, I think, on a very regular basis, but it doesn't kind of get all the connecting cities in between. So we're part of that tour.
It is thrilling to see the St. Petersburg Philharmonic. It's really one of those Eastern European orchestras of virtuoso players. Rachel York is coming. Tell me about her and what we can expect to hear in November.
Well, our audiences here in Central Michigan have seen Rachel in a number of Broadway productions that we've presented here. Last year, she was here as our guest for our donor concert, announcing our season. Then she turned around and starred in Anything Goes, which opened our season that we're just finishing this year. She's a resident artist that year, so part of her time is on the stage and part of her time is going to be in the MSU Federal Credit Union Institute for Arts and Creativity. So she's doing education activity here in a recital in the Payson Theater, and then she'll be on our series at the Traverse City Opera House when she's finished here at the Wharton Center.
More classical music at the Wharton Center includes a Christmas tradition that you see on concert series across the country. They haven't been here in a little over a decade, though. Happy to see the Vienna Boys Choir returning for Christmas in Vienna in December.
That's right. We're on their Christmas tour this year. They come to the United States doing regular repertoire during, most parts of the year, depending on how it fits into their schedule in Europe. This year, they also added a late November and most of December Christmas tour, which we were able to fit in on their tour. So we're very happy to have them back at the Wharton Center. They were here a number of times over our 32 years, and I think it's been an absence of about 10 or 12 years since they've been here doing this this Christmas in Vienna performance.
Talking with Mike Brand, Executive Director of the Wharton Center for Performing Arts here at Michigan State University in East Lansing. Mike, the season opens with Diana Krall and continues with the Newport Jazz Festival in terms of jazz performances and beyond. Can you talk about jazz at the Wharton Center?
Well, Diana Krall is going to be our season opener, and of course she's got this new hit album out and a huge world tour, which we are a part of. And the tour and the album are the Ragdoll World Tour, Glad Ragdoll World Tour. And so we're very excited to be on her agenda opening in late September. The Newport Jazz Festival 60 Now Tour celebrates their 60th anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival. And it's got a very stunning lineup, as well as we have the young French artist Cyril Amy here with her band, doing a Michigan tour here in the west side of the state and up in Traverse City. So it's a nice, diverse lineup of artists for the jazz series this year.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
A classic and a Tony Award-winning play coming to theater at Wharton with Shakespeare and more.
That's right. We have the acting company doing something a little different that we're kind of following what a lot of resident theaters around the country do. And we're going to have them come here on a Saturday in February. February 15th, they're going to do two different plays the same day, a 3 o'clock and an 8 o'clock production. The afternoon production is William Shakespeare's Hamlet, and then Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And in between, audience members have a chance to buy a box lunch here served in the Chrisman Lounge and kind of have a day at theater at the Wharton Center.
Mike Brand is Executive Director of the Wharton Center for Performing Arts at Michigan State University here in East Lansing. Mike, thanks for a look at the 2013-14 season.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.